Aleichem, everybody, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Devarim, which is the ninth day of Av. Certainly, that is what's on our mind. Having just returned from Eretz Yisrael this week, the availus of our sad existence here in the Golos is certainly on my mind. And therefore, I'd like to share with you some thoughts I have on going from one environment to the other, the sadness, the pathetic state of the Ruchnius here, not compared to the time of the Beis in Eretz Yisrael, but even compared to the Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael. Let's try to understand a little bit from Divrei Chazal. As you know, Eicha begins with Eicha Yashval Vadad Yerabasiyam. It talks about the sadness of Yerushalayim sitting Vadad, sitting lonely. And Vadad here is certainly meant and said as something which is unfortunate, something which is sad, something which is distressing. There's a problem that we find in the brachas of Bilam to Klal Yisrael, and he actually was forced to bless Klal Yisrael, that he blessed Klal Yisrael, Hinom Lavodad Yishtayim. He talks about Klal Yisrael as being Vadad, as being alone, and that's seen as a blessing. Even in Zaysab Racha, the Yishtayim Yisrael, Betach Vadad, Klal Yisrael sits confidently, Vadad alone. So Vadad is used as a negative thing, it's used as a positive thing, and certainly it needs some sort of explanation. And the answer is quite simple, but has a tremendous meaning. There are two types of being alone. There's a alone, which is a loneliness, which makes everything hurt, makes everything more painful. When a person feels all alone by himself, that's a type of loneliness. There's another alone. It's an alone when you're connected to someone, to an individual, in such a strong way that other things don't really matter to you. So for example, you have a person lonely, he's all by himself. That's a sad type of Vadad. Sometimes you have a young couple that just get married, and people say, wow, look at them. They don't notice anything going on around them. They're blissful to everyone else, and they're blissful with joy of each other. They're blissfully ignorant of everyone around them. That's also a Vadad, being alone, but that's a Vadad type. Where you're into each other, you're into individuals, and it makes you not care about everyone around you. And so there are two types of Badad. There's a Badad, which is good for Klal Yisrael. That's when we're alone, separate from the nations of the world. And it's not something that we worry about, they worry about us. We're separate from the nations of the world. When we're strong enough to shrug off the influences of the world around us, that's a Badad, which is wonderful. Proud as Klal Yisrael into each other and not worried about everyone else around us. That's a good Badad. There's another Badad. There's a Badad which is sad. And that's when we're alone. We don't have interaction with anybody. We cut ourselves off from good influences, positive influences within Klal Yisrael. That's a sad Badad. Eicha Yashva Badad. When we look around and we see people more attached to the Yiddishkeit, more attached to learning, to Torah, to Avodah. It makes us feel Badad lonely from the Shekhinah. Ein Om L'Avodah Yishkayin. If we could connect to Torah, to Avodah, to Meishan Tzaydim, if our connection to our learning would be so such that we could shrug off what's going on around us, it would be extraordinary. It would be wonderful. And when, on the contrary, we sit down to learn and everything going on around us is first and foremost on our mind, it makes it hard to concentrate. It's hard to get to the Beis Medrash. That's a chayyashva badad. That's a loneliness from things we're supposed to be connected to. It's fascinating that in Eretz Yisrael, I was in the Arzei HaBirishul on Shabbos afternoon. It's full a whole day. It's from 2 o'clock to late 30. The large groups of people learning there. There are people who actually learn for many hours. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different connection to the Rabbi Nishalayim. When you see it, you want to be like them. You want to be like that. You want to have a relationship to Torah, to avoid that to Yerushalayim. What they get to us is that we should be crying on the Eicha Yashva Badad, that we're not connected to the things we have to be connected with. And for carrots, we're too connected to all of the traits of things going on around us. We don't have time to learn. When the summer comes, suddenly we have time to drive up to the mountains and drive back, at the very least 6 hours a week. But what happens to those 6 hours the rest of the time? What happens to those Shabbos while we're in the city. Thursday night, too hard to stay up for Mishmer. And it's not too hard to drive up to the mountains. Very hard to understand. It's a connection to the wrong place. We should cry, Echa Yashua Badad. How is it that we're disconnected? We're not connected at all. I understand now, a new shot in Avira da Aramachin, the era of Eretz Yisrael gives a person wisdom. I thought it's supernatural. Supernatural Eretz Yisrael has an Avir, which gives persons and people wisdom. Maybe that's true. But I think it might be much more than that. Yerushalayim fosters a closeness to the Rabbi Yerushalayim. It fosters a connection. You know, when a person has desire to know, desire to learn, it gives him wisdom. Not too tired. Avira da'ara, the era of Eretz Yisrael, gives a person a desire to know, a desire to be connected. Why can't we be like them? Why can't we have it as a goal in our lives to be connected to the Rabbi Mishalim? We need to work on it, at least on Tisha B'Av. We feel the sadness of being disconnected from the Shechinah. Then it won't be too hard to do the things we have to do on Tisha B'Av, to do the things that are necessary on Tisha B'Av, to have a proper kinnis in the morning, to have a proper connection to the Rabbi Mishalim. Today it's frequent that there are opportunities to go to a kinnis where it's explained, where the sadness is brought out. It's not important to say every kinnis. It's important to feel some of the kinnis, to bring out the sadness in the Golas HaShechinah and the fact that we're distant from the Shechinah. Let's try to feel it. The Tisha B'Av coming, I've noticed that many people, I have Shilas and Halachis, many of you may not be in the normal environment in the Beis Medrash on Shabbos to listen to the Halachis. I'd like to mention to you a few dinim that are different. See if the Tisha B'Av HaNitcha, but then for every year. On Shabbos, which is the ninth of Av, the Varim Shabbat Sinah no Hakim. To a certain extent, Tisha B'Av is Naik. This is a Chumrah. Nikra Hadin, it's not Naik, like Rav Rishayim. But there's a Chumrah to keep the Varim Shabbat Sinah. Learning Torah on Shabbos afternoon, it's preferable to study those topics which are permitted on Tisha B'Av. But if this will diminish the time or the intensity of the learning, you keep your usual Siddurim, because Nikra Hadin, Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av at all. The day of Tisha B'Av, Nikra Hadin, is on Sunday. And this is the reason that this week is not called Shavua Shacholbay. Ashkenazim aren't many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that you're permitted to cut finger and toenails this week because it's not Shavua Shacholbay. So essentially what I'm saying is that Me'ikara, the Takana really was for Tisha B'Av to be on Sunday. It's just Me'akara, Me'ikara, the din was for Tisha B'Av to be on Sunday. Therefore, on Shabbos, the Mugge Mitzvah, the Varim Shabbat Sinah not Naik. The Leil Tzivah, the Varim Shabbat Sinah not Naik. The Leil Tzivah, the Varim Shabbat Sinah not Naik. Because we say Me'ikara Kach Tikna. The original Takana was for it to be on Sunday. There's another din, and that is that the fast day on Sunday is more kulladit. And that is that we learn from a Kal V'Chaymer that on this Sunday doesn't have the usual chumras of Tisha B'Av in regard to fasting, and the individuals who find it hard to fast and will feel well and will bear us, I mean, in that case, someone pregnant or nursing, certainly a woman who gave birth within 30 days, now these people do not have to fast on this coming Sunday. These are the two sets of halachas that are negeya, the kula of the fast this year, and also the fact that the Dinei Avelus are really not night on Shabbos, the night on Sunday. Somebody who's thinking will ask a contradiction between these two rules. On the one hand, we're saying, Me'ikara Kach Tikna. The original Takana was for Sunday. And Shabbos doesn't have any Dinei Avelus. On the other hand, we're saying that the fast day is really not Sunday. It's a Nimcha. It's not the real fast day. That's what Me'ikara Kach Tikna. If they originally made the Takana this way, then Sunday should be a regular Tisha B'Av fast day. It is a contradiction between Shuvas and Rishayim, between different halachas. And the answer is the following. The Ardine Tainis and the Ardine Avelos. On Tisha B'Av, It was regular fast day. It was a day of kindness and nothing more. The Gemara says, Kishahuch Bulu Bright Saris, when they saw that Tisha B'Av had a double set of Saris, and that the Bayi Sheni was also on Tisha B'Av, they added Dine and Atelus. So there's a fundamental difference between Hilchus Tainus, which was part of the Takana mentioned in Zechariah Hanavi, and the Hilchus Avelus, which is something that was added after the Bayis Sheni. The Hilchus Avelus, we say, Me'ikara Kachtiknum. The original Takana was for Sunday, not for Shabbos, and therefore in Shabbos, they are not Nayik. When it comes to Hilchus Tainus, however, when Zechariah mentioned this Takana, was something that applied during the time of the Bayis Sheni, was actually a Yom Tov. And therefore, the Me'ikara Takana that Zechariah Hanavi mentions was for it to happen on the ninth day of Av Dafka, when it was a Yom Tov, it wasn't Nidcha. And therefore, Dinei Kindness were Mekel for Sunday. Because for Dinei Kindness, it's a Nidcha. Hilchus Avelus, there are no coolers on the Sunday, not a single one. All the dinim of Avelus apply normally, sitting on the floor and not wearing leather shoes, etc. These dinim apply in the normal way. So the Hilchus Avelus, the Ikar Techniknu for Shabbos, Hilchus Tainus, it was the ninth of Av, which is the Tainus. As far as the Megillah, the Rebbe said, if it was in his power, he would abolish Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says it doesn't mean Tisha B'Av, which Zechariah the Navi instituted. It means Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, Tisha B'Av which is pushed off. And Tosfos asks, even a Tisha B'Av that's pushed off, still it's Tisha B'Av. How could Rebbe knock off such a takana? Tosfos Teretz really has the fundamental that we spoke about today. That the Dinei Kindness that started from the time of Zechariah HaNavi, that Rebbe was not going to push off. It was the Dinei Avelus, which were instituted in the Tkufa of Korban Bayis Sheni, Rebbe's lifetime. Those takonis are the takonis that Rebbe said, if it was in my power, I would push it off. Fundamentally, there are two dinim in Tisha B'Av. They are the dinim of Avelus, and they are the dinim of Tainus. And these both dinim apply in the way I mentioned to these particular halachas. And so, this is a halachic thought regarding the day, and a musaf thought regarding the day, both things that should try to help us understand and appreciate the day to come. Tisha B'Av, a day of Avodah. One last very beautiful part. I believe that this part is from Rav Moshe Shapiro, something I saw last year on Tisha B'Av. Five things happened to our Aves on Tisha B'Av, as you know. Five different tragedies, because I'll mention. Benching the Bracha of Yerushalayim, the Bracha we call Rachimna, we mention Al Yisrael Amecha, Yerushalayim Yirecha, Al Siyam Shkanka Vedecha, Amachus Eidav Vishichecha, Al Abayis HaGadol V'Yakadosh, we mention five things. Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out that the five things in Rachimna, we're talking about Binyan Yerushalayim, very appropriately correspond to the five tzaris of Tisha B'Av. Al Yisrael Amecha was on the first tzara. The first tzara was that Klal Yisrael wept on the night of Tisha B'Av. And at that time there was a gezeira, Be'imasu Be'eretz Chemda, Be'imilu Be'dvarai, that Klal Yisrael didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. Ha'atol Zaram Bagayim. And there was a takana to throw Klal Yisrael among the nations. This is a pasuk in Tehillim above. And Al Yisrael Amecha, this is on the Bechiah and the Zera of Golus and Klal Yisrael. Then we say Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, Batsiyah Mishkan Kavedecha. That refers to the two Chorbanais. The Chorban Bayis Rishon, called Al Yerushalayim Yirecha. All glory of Yerushalayim never came back. Ezra came back, we see from Navi in the time of Ezra, that was a shadow of its previous self. As Yerushalayim Yirecha. V'atziyah Mishkan Kavedecha, which is the Chorban Bayis Sheni, which was not a time of a Chorban of the city as much as a Chorban of the place. Mishkan Kavedecha, because at that time Yerushalayim was not the central city for the Jewish people. So Al Yisrael Recha is a crime, then that first Tisha B'Av. Yishraimi Recha was here, Mishak Vedecha, the two Batei Mikdashim. Al Malchus, they studied Mishichecha, refers to the Korban of Beita, which is not an issue of a Korban of the city, but rather, Korban, the dream of Mashiach ben David having arrived, was a hope that Beitar represented the arrival of Mashiach ben David. Al Malchus, they studied Mishichecha, that was snuffed out. That's the fourth one. And the fifth, Al Abayis, Agodoli, Akadosh, and the Shimcha Allah. That day of Tisha B'Av, when the Srupas HaRasha plowed over the area of the Hechel. Until that time, Bal Yisrael assumed that the Bayis would be rebuilt. They saw the ruins of the building and were eagerly awaiting that it would be rebuilt. The Chorban of Tunisrupis is that all the remnants of Habayis HaGadol V'Hakadosh and the Gishim Cholav were made to disappear. The area was plowed over, remnants of the Kaisel were buried, and at that moment, everything changed. Everything changed. It was a realization that this Golos was going to be a long one. That's how we say Rachim. Rachim no. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Chamonis and Klal Yisrael, Bainei Barachamav Yerushalayim, Amen. We build the Yerushalayim, Behera, the Amen. I wish everyone an easy, fast, more importantly, a building.